On October 5th and 7th, 2012, the renowned Eroica Trio and the Tucson Symphony Orchestra present Ludwig van Beethoven's Triple Concerto for cello, violin, piano, and orchestra. I'm Ted Pritchard from Classical 90.5, and the Eroica Trio now joins me for a conversation about their ensemble, their instruments, and this monumental Beethoven concerto. We have the pleasure of meeting with the Eroica Trio today, with cellist Sarah San Ambrosio, pianist Erica Nickrens, and violinist Sarah Parkins. Would you please give us a brief history of the Eroica Trio?
Hi. Well, it's great to be here, by the way. We have been playing together since we were really little kids. Erica, the pianist, and I, Sarah, the cellist. We started playing together when we were 12 years old. We actually met quite a few years earlier. My father was principal cello of the St. Louis Symphony, and Erica's mother was a Grammy Award-winning record producer who produced all the St. Louis Symphony's albums. And so when we were 12, Erica came to my family's music camp in the Berkshire Mountains and to study with my grandmother. And we started playing together at that point. And then sometimes there are silver linings in bad things. And one of the bad things that happened was that I was a bit of a rebel. And about a year later, after breaking just a few too many of the rules of my own family's music camp, I got kicked out. And so I had to find another music camp to go to, which was Metamount, which was just down the road, basically, in upstate New York. And that's where I met Sarah Parkins, the violinist, and we became great friends and started playing together there.
And meanwhile, Sarah and I are playing together, and then I end up going to the Juilliard School pre-college, which is sort of like, you know, high school, basically. And Sarah Parkins was there, and we became friends and played together there. And then soon
I went to Curtis Institute of Music for high school. And then my last year there, which was my first year of college, Sarah decided to come to Curtis Institute of Music. And so there we were roommates, and we started playing together again before I then went to Juilliard and started playing with Erica again.
But meanwhile, the three of us are intertwined in a way that we've all played together at a very young age. Because I knew Erica at Juilliard pre-college and Sarah from Meadow Mountain Curtis. So we're together for a long time.
Yeah. So we've been playing all our lives together.
Sarah San Ambrosio, the cello you play, what is the instrument?
My instrument now is, I'm back actually on my own cello. I had for 5 years, Samsung, the electronics company, had a collection of instruments that they owned and were loaning out to Koreans, actually. But for some reason, they very generously loaned me a Mateo Gofriller from the year 1712. And I had it for 5 years, which was amazing. And our last CD, the trio last CD, and my last two CDs, solo CDs, I recorded on that cello. But now I've gone back to my baby. He was born in Naples, Italy in the year 1800. And I just love him. I feel like I have a real affinity for him as well because he comes from a big family of instrument makers. His brothers and his father were all instrument makers. And I feel like I come from a long, long line of classical musicians. And so I feel like we have a similar sort of background.
What's your violin?
My violin is a French violin, F.W. Chanot, born in 1904.
Okay.
He's a youngster.
He's a youngster.
But has a beautiful dark.
It has a very dark quality, and that's why I like it.
Yeah, it really is very rich.
And you don't carry your piano.
Wow. No, but I am a proud Steinway artist, and it's a phenomenal honor to be a Steinway artist. I mean, to be able to represent them and spread the word that they are the king of instruments. And whenever I play, I have recordings, I get to pick out the piano I'm going to record on. Yeah, I just love the tone of Steinway's. They're made in New York and they're made in Hamburg. And I like the personality for my playing of the New York. It's very ballsy. And it just has a big focus to the sound.
Yeah.
The Hamburgs are gorgeous for something like Ravel French music, where you want to have just kind of a veil of sound and a watery
more
character.
Watery. Yeah.
Last for our chat today, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your impressions of this very famous Triple Concerto by Beethoven.
Well, I do have to say it's one of our favorite pieces to play, and I think one of his most greatest masterpieces in that. Each movement shows such a different side of Beethoven's character and his compositional skills. First of all, it's like a puzzle. When you have three soloists and not one, which is the norm, to be able to give each instrument, have their voice be heard in its best possible light, and but not shortchange the other instruments, that's a real sort of mind twister, you know. Mm. You really have to be at the top of your game as a composer to be able to highlight what's great about the voice of the cello, the voice of the piano, the voice of the violin, to be able to bring them together so that there's a reason why there's three of them instead of one. Mm. But and also give the orchestra something that's incredibly interesting to do. That requires really one of the great geniuses of the Western world, which Beethoven is. It's, you know, everything that we expect from Beethoven, that sort of nobility, that mm-hmm. majesty, that real masculinity that he has. And then you get the slow movement, which is like this slice of heaven.
Very operatic.
It's incredibly operatic in the writing and tender and intimate, which we don't always associate with Beethoven, but actually I think some of his deepest, most profound writing.
From the Eroica Trio, we heard cellist Sarah San Ambrosio, violinist Sarah Parkins, and pianist Erika Nickrens discussing their ensemble and their appearance with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra October 5th and 7th. I'm Classical 90.5's Ted Pritchard, hoping that you enjoyed this conversation with these three talented artists.